Latest from Shawn Mendes, In My Blood on Y98. Julia Michaels did some songwriting with him, and she said he has a bad habit of leaving water bottles all around the studio.
Oh.
I feel like if it's Shawn Mendes, you're okay with that.
Really? I don't know. Reuse those water bottles, Shawn Mendes.
I know. Maybe Julia needs to get him a reusable one.
Well, congratulations to Cindy from Belleville. She won the 21 Pilots tickets when they come to town on October 19th at the Enterprise Center, formerly Scott Trade Center. So congratulations to Cindy. We'll have another... That's a terrible applause. Just don't do it. We'll have another pair tomorrow when we're live from our Diner and Donut Tour Proving Ground in Columbia, Illinois.
Who on the show now?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you feel this week about who on the show, Afton?
I feel like there are going to be some hurt feelings.
Oh, man.
Tim really worked the office this week.
I know.
Right.
He did? Wait, you did campaigning for this?
He did a little bit.
Well, no, not campaigning for this. Just I feel like I had some ground to cover because they all think I'm a thief.
Yeah, he didn't just have one bad who on the show last week. He, like, had the clean sweep.
Mm-hmm.
So Afton has polled the office questions that aren't kind, and they picked the member of the show out of me, Kevin, Jen, Tim, and Lance that this would apply to. Hit us with the first one.
Okay, I feel like it's a bad week for the guys.
Kevin can handle it.
No, he can, yeah. Who on the show does the most online stalking? You know, like you meet someone.
Yeah,
well, don't you think Tim?
Yeah, I'm not totally not married,
it doesn't have to be legal. A dating thing. Though,
oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I do. I fall down
the black hole.
Yes, and I don't even know the person, and I'll know way too much information about their life.
I do that like when we get a new employee here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so don't accept a friend request from Afton.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right, well, hit us.
Tim and Jen tied for the most.
Investigative reporting.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't think it's happening.
That's you being nosy.
What? I said no one ever.
I think that's because without saying too much, Jen and I fell down quite a hole together yesterday or 2 days ago.
You did. Like to the point where I had to finally be like, are you still talking about this?
Yep.
So I guess I can't be upset about that one.
Lance got two, Kevin one.
I didn't get any.
No.
Man.
You're not an online stalker.
I'm very nosy. I am a little bit though.
Okay.
I'm okay to admit that.
Now we know. Who on the show has attempted martial arts moves while at home by themselves?
Kevin.
I have.
Kevin.
To be fair, only when kung fu fighting comes up.
No way.
Okay. Anybody
who
voted,
have that stipulation.
Anyone who voted other than Kevin should be fired. They're not perceptive enough to work here.
Kevin didn't get the most, but only four.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought you would run away with it, Kev. Lance and Tim, you got the other three each.
Oh, thanks.
Does the crane kick from Karate Kid count as kung fu?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, okay, then it does.
And it's Tai Chi, people. I'm de-stressing.
Listen, if the question would have been who's, like, fake lightsabered it.
Kevin and Tim,
yeah. Probably.
That's next week. Yeah, that's true.
That's next week.
Okay.
Who on the show would pretend to wash their hands after going to the bathroom by turning on the water?
This is a terrible one.
Just in case someone was listening.
Oh, man.
This is the shopping cart corral question of the week.
If you know my OCD tendencies, you know that I should get 0 points.
You got zero.
Right, because I don't pretend. I am hardcore serious about it.
Yeah, he takes this seriously.
Let me ask this question. The only reason I can think of that you wouldn't wash your hands is to save time. So if you go over and do that anyway, why not just rinse them off?
Right.
Is that a thing people do?
Just tell us the results. Yeah,
okay, well, if it makes you feel any better, one person did say none of you guys would do this.
Oh, God.
So there are only nine votes then?
There's only nine votes.
Who was the person that said none of us?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't
know.
Okay.
Come on. And they turn it in on my desk when I'm not there.
All right, double blind. Just do it.
Tim got four.
I don't understand why anyone would do that. I've never done that in my life. I didn't even know that was a concept.
Wait, you don't even have the majority, so where are the rest?
Courtney got three.
What?
Such rude behavior.
Kevin got two.
That's so weird.
I worked with salad recently.
What?
You know, because of that outbreak of bad food. It was a joke that didn't hit.
Yeah, it did.
You know, salad.
Who on the show watches pimple popping videos?
Oh, that's it aggravates me when people post that pimple popper guy on Facebook.
So gross.
Because you can't look away in time.
Right.
Who watches them?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Courtney and Tim. Got
four. Wow.
I have no interest in pimple popping.
I really don't.
So we got the other two. Each got one.
Wow.
Oh, great.
None for Jen.
And I might watch one.
No, I have no desire.
You know, not a super gross one.
I can't even put suntan lotion on people's back. It grosses me out.
Because you might pop something.
I don't know.
Accidentally.
Grosses me out.
Who on the show pees in the shower?
Oh, well. Who? Just say it.
Okay, wait a second. We just learned something about showers today.
What?
Dirty dish rags in the shower.
Yeah, so it's different.
We didn't learn anything. Tim told us about how it wasn't like something that was in the news.
There's a new study.
No, but you learned it about me.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't do that very specifically so that I don't get any on my dish rag.
Well, you got four.
Or when he's making his salad in the shower.
Tim, you got four of the votes.
Oh. Whoa.
Kevin got three. Lance got one.
Oh, thanks.
And then we had some creative votes here. Somebody said all of them do it. And I don't know. Someone said everyone with an exclamation point. Like, does that mean everyone does it? You know, like,
do you not do it?
Everyone. I don't.
But I have.
We might need that person's name.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to go sift through the results.
All right. Well, thanks for the real downer.
So sorry.
Thank you, Aston. You're just the messenger.
Exactly.
Who on the show now?
Entertainment Schmig is next on Courtney and Company.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.